Hello, welcome to the Bite-Sized Manga Podcast. This week we are talking about Dragon Ball Z chapters 211 to 220, or if you're me, chapters 17 to 26. This week, as always, I'm joined by Ryu of the Asymmetry.
Yes.
But now in brand new non-orange colors.
Also not blue.
And I'm your host as always, Ben. Let's get into it for this week's chapters. Ryu, would you like to take it away for us?
Yeah, of course. We start off by seeing Goku training, of course. And by him being in, like, the, like, hands up doing this, very iconic. I immediately recognize a spirit bomb, I think.
It's the loading screen. Spirit bomb.
The loading screen?
Dragon Ball, Dokkan Battle, they have, like, the loading screen is him up like this with the little, orb, and then, like,
the orb grows bigger,
but like it draws in energy.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
It would be funny if like the screen loaded, like the orb would go big and like then it would go to screen. Like it flashes for a sec. It would
be a good transition, but the loading times in that game, they would have to do it like 17 times sometimes.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's gotten better. It's gotten better, but.
Not on my old potato, it won't.
It was god-awful back in the day.
Speaking of potato, I said the other save would be called potato, just because all of the, like, other vegetable names. His name is Nappa, which I have no clue what the fuck that is. My closest guess is apple.
Nappa. Double P. Nappa is a Chinese type of cabbage.
Like, isn't it the same cabbage you get in, like, ramen? You go to a ramen place.
I think so, maybe.
It was an apple.
No. So it was a cabbage. No. Yeah.
Fair enough. Never heard of that. Generally just haven't. No. There was one other thing that I found. I noticed. Like when Goku gets to leave, like the other world. Like he's the teacher, Kaio-sama says, like he talks about like how Goku was and like how strong he's gotten, but he talks about that he still wants to teach him like next time, which the thing I want to point on, he wants to like next time we'll teach him about comedy, because his jokes weren't that good. But like next time, does it just mean like when he like full dies, like that's the time?
Yeah,
he comes
back? Like, yeah. I mean he'll die at some point, and when he dies again, he can come back there. But to be fair. Goku was alive later on in the chapters and still in that place. So he might just be able to visit.
I mean, Grandma can. What's her name?
Baba. Fortune teller Baba. Yeah, yeah, she can get in there. And I mean, spirits can take today in the world of living. So why wouldn't living people be able to spend like a day or X amount of time in the afterlife?
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be
like it's more like psychology based like power or whatever. Like it's more like a, not actually like physical strength, but like a more mental strength to get into there for like a day for day. Like but as a living.
True, but
just
the thing is,
disappear, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, do you think Kaio-sama could teach Goku comedy in one day?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So
he is thick as mints.
I remember the joke they used in the dub for the first one, instead of like the futon joke, it was, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. And
it's pretty funny.
Oh, it was hilarious.
They also call it bound beef. Yeah, Goku then, like Kaio says, he can do it in 2 days. The whole path, which is incredible. Like,
from going 6 months to
more, it's more than 6 months. Just like, it's about 200 days. Because they said, like, there's 153 days remaining of the training. And that means it's travel in 200.
But they arrived earlier than a year, than a full year.
Yeah, everyone was caught off guard by that.
Yeah, so it was.
But even then, like, 170 days, it's still a long time to like 9 to 2. That's incredible. Like, he flew for most of it going back, right? Mm-hmm. The real world.
Didn't he technically do it in one, since Kaio-sama said the same?
No, the morning of the next day, he arrived the morning. I mean, he's still out there, technically, Wait, no, he is, actually.
He's on Earth.
He is on Earth, but not at the scene, but he caught there in the morning of the next day. So he did it in, like, I want to say, like, 30 hours instead of, like, 48. But that's, I'm not too sure about, like, how late exactly he left, but could be in within one day. Mm-hmm. Not too sure.
That's still very impressive, though, to be fair. Legally.
Yeah. Like, he might mean he knew.
One of the jokes that I actually like is that, like, when Goku was, like, telling them, like, hey, can you, like, bring me back to life?
Yes!
Roshi was like, what the fuck? Where are you? And he just said, I'm in hell. I mean, the afterlife. It was like, a man just accidentally thought he was in hell.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I just thought it was hilarious that Roshi was in the bathroom while this all was happening.
Yeah, and then, Bulma
and Oolong.
Oolong, yeah, they were just like
is he going crazy? Is he going senile?
He's cooked. He's done.
He's really getting old.
This is really good. Yeah.
Also, can we talk about how the Z Fighters have like a monopoly on the Dragon Balls?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, the Dragon Balls are back. Let's just collect them and
they collected them before they went to train. Strong enough as a group to get them before they even trained. And now they're all above 1,000.
Like, it's kind of hilarious because they have this monopoly, but they can't use it for anything selfish because just bullshit keeps happening, and they just do not have the time.
Exactly.
Like, we got a year every time. We gotta keep it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
we gotta save it for the next crazed villain that wants to murder everyone.
The thing is, they thought it was in a year. Like, they had a year. What if they wished for something pretty selfish, and they're like, okay, we'll get him back in a year anyway, and then we immediately get Goku. What if they did that? But then they arrived early, so they wouldn't have Goku wouldn't be there for a half year, for like a month, and then the whole world would be cooked.
True.
They wouldn't.
I guess they just can't risk it. Like, they literally can't risk it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So it's probably, smart to not use the wish.
Yeah. Also, so the dragon cannot do anything Kami couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, my question then becomes, why the fuck didn't Kami just bring Goku back to life?
Yeah.
Again, it's that Dragon Ball monopoly we're talking about. Kami knows they can just do that. So why doesn't he just bring Goku back to life himself? Like, he's already helping. He's already bringing Goku, from the afterlife back to the Earth. So why does man not just bring him back to life himself and leave the Dragon Balls off somewhere?
I assume the Dragon Balls are I feel like the Dragon Balls are like a medium for him to use his powers. Like, his powers are within the Dragon Balls. So, I interpreted more
so.
As I interpreted more as if the wish is too powerful for Kami himself to perform, then the Dragon Balls can't do it, and the Dragon Balls are the way. It's like the way Kami can do it.
Yeah, you think so, but then Kami can also still go to the other world and back. Like, he can do all the other.
Yeah, but even Baba can do that too, right?
Yeah, but we don't know if Baba does the same as Kami. Kami just I'm there now. I don't know if Baba does the same. Baba could maybe spiritually transmutate part of her.
Even if you think about the Dragon Balls being a medium for Piccolo to be, or Piccolo, Kami to be able
Hey,
to
you're technically it. Right.
Technically right, yep. And that's the only thing that matters. A medium for Kami to use his powers, then, why specifically choose the Dragon Balls as a medium? Why couldn't he pick something else? Or, if his power is stored in there that, allows him to do that stuff, why not retrieve said power? It feels like there's a lot of different ways that you could go about, allowing this to happen, and I feel like at this point it should be clear that the Dragon Balls are bringing more harm than good, at least in terms of what they're providing or what incentive they're giving.
I mean, yeah, but the Kami made the Dragon Balls to give humans a chance, right?
Now we're dealing with aliens, so clearly that shit's out the goddamn window because the humans don't get the chance anymore.
I mean, yeah, but this all happened relatively recently, right? Not even relatively recently, very recently. And he has been alive for like 100 years, so this could just, for him, just be a period that passes by, right?
I suppose.
And even then, right,
he was God before him.
He was an apprentice. Kami. Yep, exactly. He was told...
It'd still be called Kami. His name would still be Kami. I don't know who the fuck it would be.
Like you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the only thing is we know is that there was a God before him, and Kami was denied the position until he expelled all evil, and then he expelled the evil, and the evil became Piccolo.
Yeah, but, like, even, like, so... Kami's in the Namekian.
Yeah.
And Piccolo as well.
Yeah.
But, like, they have... Neither of them have memories of their previous... Of, like, their home planet or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how the fuck did that happen? Because even if, like, it was part of... What? Like extinction event is what you're talking about?
No, like, they, like, somehow, somewhere, like, a launch from their planet, and as a comet came into Earth. And that's how they're here. Like, as child,
why
like,
does the comet
Superman
need to be on Earth?
For coming like, Superman. Earth? Like, as a baby. You don't know shit, like...
That was... He was on a ship, though. Not a comet.
But it could be, like, a ship shaped like a comet.
Okay. That's what the Saiyans came in.
Yeah.
They just had ships. They didn't really have...
They were spheres.
Yeah.
Well, how much more comet shape? Does it need craters?
Rock.
They made
a comet is big rock.
Big Facebook.
Big space rock made of metal.
Big space rock made of metal!
Yeah, most comets are made of metal. Meteors, I guess.
Why can't
difference? What's the difference between a comet and a meteor? I'm. Anyway,
that's
it's
a good
streak, isn't it?
Maybe.
It?
I have. I'm oh, a.
No,
wait,
no,
I have
it,
no
isn't
clue
it whether or not they enter the atmosphere.
That's probably
comets.
Comet is in space. Meteor gets
meteor,
in here.
Like,
but
gets into the atmosphere.
Oh wait, okay, so it's that
like
why
magma
you call
lava.
It,
like magma being underground
yeah,
lava window.
Yeah.
Is it why you can call it like a meteor before it enters the atmosphere? Can it, it's just it's like oh
I mean,
there's
you know
I
it's gonna
I think
be
they
one.
Do it like based on trajectory, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So but if it barely misses without any intervention, like you call it a meteor, it barely misses
comet.
Without any intervention, right? You just rename it to like a comet?
Usually, they already know like how it's gonna travel. Usually,
yeah, but like unpredictable, completely. You know, they predicted hitting some Earth at some point, but it like barely passes through, right? They just like, oh, it was a comet, not a meteor.
I mean, before we even know about it, it will already be passed. Like, but like NASA. And
yeah. But like hypothetically,
so
right?
The meteor enters the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah. I think it's the point of entry, then they can call it meteor. I think that's like when they, and like when they certainly know it's gonna. I don't think it's ever gonna happen where it like barely misses.
A meteor burns up.
Yeah.
As well.
A meteor burns up always?
Never
lands? Oh no.
I see. So. Yeah, okay. But if they're not sure.
So a comet also has like the tail.
Okay, then never mind then. Yeah, then it doesn't matter.
We're also forgetting the third term, an asteroid.
Yeah,
that's
asteroid.
A good one. That's a
which
good
is
one.
What which is something that orbits.
Yeah, that I
so
remember.
Meteor is something that enters the Earth's atmosphere, burns up. The a comet has a tail, and an asteroid is just a rock that orbits.
The more you know. Anyway, back to Dragon Ball.
That is a comet, and that is a comet.
It's a flying
stop
star.
It. Get some help.
You can't tell it what it has to be.
It's free to do so. Anyway, I do love the deal, by the way, that like as soon as the night turns dark, Piccolo immediately says, okay, Goku is coming.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately recognizes.
He was like,
coming.
Summoning.
And then after he was like, okay, that can't be right because we still had a month. They're early. Like, he immediately recognized...
Okay, I was quick,
yeah, like, that was super good on Piccolo's end. Like, he was there immediately.
Yeah.
And when they finally landed as well. Like, Piccolo and Gohan as well, actually. They're both, like, they're finally here. Like, they immediately sense their keys, and they're immediately, like, okay, they're here. Like, everyone
they were the first ones there, so.
What I actually also thought was interesting about this is that, you know, them being early, it works well with the fact that they're not ready for them. Like, obviously, they're stronger than they thought, that, like, the Saiyans are stronger than the Z Fighters thought they would be. But it, like, them being earlier also makes sense as to why they kind of get washed. Because they had nowhere near enough time to that as much time as they thought they would. So
yeah,
like, even like their projected power levels that they probably like figured for themselves, like, okay, I'll be around like this much stronger. They didn't get to reach because they didn't have the full amount of training time.
I mean,
they
still all adults are above 1,000, and then like, I mean, when, like, I know their key changes, like their like power levels change when they need to, but ultimately, at least on 1,000, there's on a base level. That's all with weighted clothing, I think it was when they like.
Piccolo's still wearing his, I think. No, because
Piccolo took
Piccolo him off. Already took it off.
Yeah,
no, he's not wearing it.
Yeah, he knew. But,
I mean, I think he took it off and then dashed towards them. But like. Even then, like, they were already like over 1,000, and then there is Gohan, who is the lowest, but Gohan has the like biggest increase when he needs to. Mm-hmm. So that's the caveat there.
Yes,
the
biggest
also,
potential.
He's like 700 now from being like 1 a year ago or 11 months.
I mean, he already had the
potential to be like like 1500. Yeah.
Yeah, like stronger than Raditz. And so, like, now he's just managed about half of that consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that he still has a lot more room to grow. But also, with regards to power levels, you know, like, Vegeta immediately recognizing that Raditz probably lost because he relied too much on the power level or the power scouter. One, it like shows that Vegeta, he's
not dumb.
He's been through it. He's not dumb.
Yeah.
He's got the combat IQ. And two, Vegeta and Nappa are anti-power scalers. They said, get that shit out of here! We don't need it! We don't want it!
Even if you're 9,000, I don't give a shit. Fuck off.
Bro. Power levels are bullshit, man. Yeah. So that was pretty clever on his part.
Yeah.
So do we want to get to, so, if we're getting to the fight, Yamcha's permadeath.
Chaozu's
permadeath. STN.
Yes, it hasn't died. No.
Okay, so
Yamcha hasn't died before either.
Yamcha can still survive.
Wait.
No, he's not before.
He.
Oh, he has. Oh shit. That's not even the end, because Goku is close. Goku. He's not there yet.
Yep. So, you know, Gohan, Krillin, or Piccolo could be the next on the chopping block, so.
I have to say that, like,
or all of them.
The fact, like, the foreshadowing of, like, Piccolo and Kami, like, dying soon helps it feel so much more frantic, because they are by far the strongest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, and
not only just are we losing God.
We know this. We know.
We're gonna lose our, like, the second strongest fighter we have, Piccolo, and fucking God, who can revive
which
the ones that we can.
That we lose the Dragon Balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd lose the power to revive. The thing is, they're sacrificing themselves, right? Like, when Thingy Bebop blew himself up.
Chiaotzu.
Like, he did it. Chiaotzu. He blew himself up to, like, get some damage. He didn't. I think he hoped to kill with that, of course.
Yeah.
And he did not.
He did,
or
did,
do
did
any damage.
Shit. It did, like, nothing. No.
I
didn't realize that he was gonna do
that
it.
That was fucking wild. Like,
Tien knew he was gonna do it. No, Tien
valiant,
realized
it. Like, I think this sacrifice, it I don't know. I feel weird about it, because on the one hand, I'm like, damn, you know, like, he did that, and that's respectable. Like Piccolo says, like, he just went out of his way to, like, kill himself so that they could get damage off, like, he thought take him with him. But what makes it feel so much worse is, like, yeah, he did get some damage off, but It happened in such a short time span, like panel time.
It happened so quick.
Yeah, it was the four same panels.
I'm on the thing now. Generally, yeah. It's like Chen is like, he sees him on his back. Like, he clings on the back. That's like the first page. Chen sees this. He screams out. He screams out, Chiaozu, what are you doing? Get away from him. And then Chiaozu says, goodbye, Tensong. Please don't die. Next page is four panels of you're not thinking of, don't do it, Chiaozu! And then, boom. Just half the page, just explosion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's a, like, it feels like there's not much space given to this before. Obviously, like, it's a fake out that, like, it didn't work. Yeah. But, like, it feels like we're not given much space for it. Like, maybe this is just like that modern series do differently, and I'm just accustomed to that. But I also do feel like I preferred a little bit when you get like a little bit of that exposition of like, you know, like maybe a flashback, like with like Yen and Chiaozu.
Them being younger, getting into like the crane school or whatever. Like, I would have loved something like that.
Yeah, like, or like anything from Tien that was like, that like said like, oh, he had like, you know, like, do you have any idea like what he wanted to do after this or anything? Like, there's like any indication that there was more to Chiaozu than we've seen on the page, besides obviously the emotions, which are harder to reckon with when we don't know him that well.
We generally, like, Chiaozu, we've seen, like, in fights, and we've seen him be next to Chen, but, like, more like a, like a prey. Like prey is for Yamcha. That's kind of, like, how Chiaozu felt for me, at least, to Chen. Yeah. Like, just, like, a sidekick that was always there next to his side, but didn't do much. That's how he feels to me. Which, we shouldn't, because he is part of the Z-Fighter.
He was his own person. Mm-hmm. And yeah. He made his own decisions, he ignored it. But like the first time that he doesn't listen to somebody, he fucking dies.
He kills himself.
Do you think that traumatized him and made him like, or now he's dead, but like
Jen is also dead. Like two pages after.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
They got like no time to mourn, bro. Their bodies falling left and right, and like
you have the like Yamcha dies, Chiaozu dies, Tien dies, and then we're just like, oh, fuck. Like,
Gohan has been going through it. Gohan is, I don't know what he's going to do later, but he's
the most traumatized 4-year-old ever.
Five by now. Yeah,
but, 5-year-old, still, I'm sorry.
This is his first battle.
Bro has gone like, through it.
People are dropping like flies. Granted, he didn't know them. To be fair.
Gohan was the kid that was like, I'm apparently too scared to do anything.
Yeah,
like,
but
he could have killed Nappa.
Prevented. He could have probably in like one blast. Yeah.
But he like froze. Like, you know, first of all, first battle, he's a child.
He's
5 years old. And you know, scary. Nappa is scary.
Nappa is giant. Like Vegeta is like 5'3" from what I know. Like he's not
short.
Tall, but he's pretty short. But like Nappa is like
I'm taller than Vegeta. Wait, are we counting the hair or not?
You're shorter, but
yeah, because I feel like that's like a solid foot.
It's like 2 feet, yeah.
Hair makes up a lot.
Nappa's like fucking like Wumpy size. Like that's how big he is. Not I wouldn't say that, but like Wumpy's people are like 20 foot, 14 foot.
He's like the same size as like Shanks or something. Or probably tall.
Yeah, like a 7.
For some reason, I thought you were gonna say Shaq. He probably actually is. Like,
actually, yeah, he probably is.
But probably, actually, yeah, that's actually a good analogy. Yeah,
Nappa is Shaq size.
They're both bald. They're both muscular.
Okay.
And we've never seen both of them together in the
same room.
Explain that, people. Shaq
is Nappa. White, or is he?
He's like...
What is Nappa?
I don't know.
Nappa skin color. What a search. Like
Nappa ethnicity. Gets ethnicity for the fucking fruit or vegetable, I mean.
Yeah. So the Chinese cabbage is Asian.
I mean, makes sense, actually.
I mean, the mustache, mate, it like sells that, yeah.
Yeah, it does, actually.
It's just like the full, like, that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, can we just talk about how Nappa is killing them all, and Vegeta hasn't done anything yet?
Vegeta's just standing there, like, and like Vegeta has never been like, "Oh shit, he might die." He's just standing there chilling. He's not even caring. Like, he's like, I guess he will.
Yeah, he's like,
God damn it, Nappa.
God damn it, Nappa.
Also, can we talk about Krillin for a sec? Like, how the fuck did he, like, kill all those, like, Brainiacs? They look like Brainiac.
Scatterball.
They look like Brainiac from Ben 10.
I guess, and they can also open their head, but...
Which was disturbing, be honest.
You know what? I could see a fusion between Brainiac and Wildvine.
No, I got you. Brainiac, Wildvine, and what's the intelligent one? Grey Matter.
Grey Matter.
Just to make it a little smaller.
To make it smaller, but that's...
Well, just for size. No brain, just size.
I was gonna say, they're pretty stupid. At that point, you could do, like... Way Ugly or whatever it's called.
I mean, Ben 10,000 probably could become close enough to one. If you don't know how Ben 10,000 works, yes.
Okay, I know this is not what we do around here, but just in general, this is an idea I had and I had to mention it. In Ben 10, I forget which one it is, Alien Force or Ultimate Alien. Like, the Omnitrix starts scanning aliens and it unlocks that transformation.
Yeah.
Ultimate Alien. Okay. So Cross versus Ben runs into a Saiyan.
He scans it and he becomes the peak of what a Saiyan is, no matter what.
So he could go Super Saiyan then!
Even better, if it's Ben 10,000, he can combine a Saiyan and a Namekin and become a fusion of them.
He could.
Bro, this is a Dragon Ball fan's fucking wet dream, right?
Yeah. Yep. He would become the peak.
I'll confirm that you've had that dream.
I will need to confirm, nor did I.
Exactly. So that would be, he'd be both the peak of a Namekian and a peak of a Saiyan fused into one. That would be great. That would actually be insane. What the
powers,
fuck?
Like the peak of Namekian. Like what we've seen with Kami, what the shit he's done. It's just. Like he
and like
said,
regeneration.
That.
Oh my god, that would be scary, bro. So if Ben just dropped here, if he was able to scan the other two, or just scan Vegeta, or just scan Nappa, and then scan Piccolo, easy games, easy bro. Free eats. It's free eats, bro.
But like the question is it like the peak that has been achieved up until that point, or just
the peak?
The peak potential. I mean, him in that form.
What?
I think, right?
Yeah, that's why when he transforms into four arms, he's like the peak of that race. I forgot what it's called.
That's why four arms. Just versus, why? What's the Pokemon name?
Machamp.
It's not even a fucking tail. Four arms wins is easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's a low diff.
Level 100 EV trained Machamp, though.
No, you don't understand. Four arms could lift a mountain with one arm.
Okay. Well, hold on. It'll still lose to Rattata.
It's actually. It
level
would be...
one, actually.
Listen,
level one Rattata, yes. Fear.
Yeah. We all know it would also lose to Bidoof, right?
The real god of Pokemon.
Okay, we're very off topic, but I gotta mention one more thing. Have you guys watched Pokemon Rusty version?
Yes.
From Darkly?
Yes.
If you haven't watched it, go fucking watch it.
It's great, bro.
Guess I'll watch it after the podcast.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah, dude.
Fun.
Okay, we should get back
to Krillin. I think it's funny they did that, but they could have stalled for time. They knew Goku wasn't here yet.
Yeah, but
they said this. Like,
I mean, they stalled for 3 hours.
Yeah, but that will be.
They could have stalled in that tournament. Like I think we started doing it, Chen. Like, they said, like, stall more. They could have stalled for longer. Like, while fighting, like, take your time. Like, be, like, not quick.
Yeah.
They were like, now fuck that. I'm going to use all my energy, kill all of them at the same time.
To be fair, there were two things that happened. One, he was pissed because Yamcha died, so it's like, fuck this, I don't care anymore, right? And two, Yamcha died because he underestimated the Cybermen. He would have survived if he didn't, right?
No, exactly.
He underestimated the Cybermen, so Krillin thought, no, I can't. I'm pissed and can't underestimate these things anymore, so he blasted them. Which is the best option, honestly.
And it did do some, less like 2%, not even like minimal damage to like Saiyans, but like he did something.
He scratched.
It's something that, like, obviously because it didn't achieve many results with like the actual big bads, it's not like the best feat, but like Krillin has really good control, of the beat of like energy.
Like he did two handed too. Like it wasn't one hand. Like he did two beams that merged into one.
Two handed, like moved it and then split it up after shooting it. And that's the most precise like manipulation of energy that we've seen up until this point.
To be fair, he has been training for this for the entire 11 months he had. He has been focused on completely mastering the Kamehameha to the fullest of his potential.
Mm-hmm. I think they're
different things.
I'm pretty sure at that point it's just a new technique, right? He's just developed.
It's a new technique, and I think like it definitely
it fits him.
It deserves to be mentioned, even though that's something like. Again, like it didn't achieve much, mm-hmm. which you know we can talk about that if we want to, but it's still.
I mean, we saw it earlier on, right? Like he had the two-handed, right? He did the two separate beams before. He did like a lot of different techniques already. He was experimenting from earlier on. Like this has been rooted before.
Yeah, he has
started to see that this fruition to this. They're like a storm of beams you can do now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also like interesting because what we see a lot with Krillin is that. Or Krillin, as opposed to Goku. Goku, he keeps mastering new techniques, right? Like, he's really good at taking information in.
He's a sponge.
Then, like, yeah, he's a sponge. And then, like, you know, using it after maybe only seeing it once or, like, a minimal amount of training compared to...
But then he does develop it more because with the, like, technique where he, like, does the fake-outs, he did more than, like what Kami showed him. Actually, Kame. Roshi.
But, like... I still feel like it's essentially still taking on that rudimentary level and just like going from rookie to like master to like you know adapt at using a technique. I think is something that I would say Goku excels at. Like he does that at a pace that nobody else can mimic. But I think Krillin is better at actually mastering techniques. Like I think the way that he does it, he tries to. Make them more versatile and like actually see like he uses his arsenal in a more you know thought out manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this reminds me of a saying I used to hear a lot when I did karate. It was train a punch 10,000 times instead of doing 10,000 things once.
This is a Bruce Lee quote that you're butchering.
Probably.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
It's along those lines.
I believe it's like I'm more afraid. I do not fear the man who's practiced 10,000 punches once. I'm afraid of the man who's practiced one punch 10,000 times.
I mean, this is how I heard it. It probably is that, and then it comes from him probably as well. But like,
I probably also messed up. But like, it is
something those lines. Yeah. Anyway, you get the point. What I mean, like, it's Krillin. He purely focused on doing this one technique and developing that over and over and over and over again. And Goku just does everything a little bit, and then. Yeah, sure, he mastered to, like, at least a peak and goes a little bit beyond. But he doesn't go as far as Krillin does with one.
He's a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
I feel like it's better that way. Goku takes techniques from others and, like, finds ways to tweak them, right, in some sort of way. And then we have Krillin that, like, develops new techniques for himself in other different ways to use them. So...
Yeah, like, they occupy their own niches in that way.
And I think that's funny, because they're both raised by the same master, but they just took two different paths when it comes to...
Yeah, like that's like, unique to, like, who they are as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think it also shows for Goku. Goku, it shows that he has been through a lot, he knows a lot of people, and he takes their techniques and makes them his own. But that also shows later on, but, like, he had, like, it shows that he knows his people, and it shows that he, like, he is not personal, like, a one man, he is a man of many. Like, he has seen, like, a lot of people, he knows a lot of people, and he fights not for himself, but for all of them. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, and by that, he uses their techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true.
I think it's also, you know, like, like, this is, I wouldn't necessarily say that this is, like, the best example of this, being in Dragon Ball with Goku and Krillin, but I think this is something that you see in other series that have you know, taking Dragon Ball's inspiration, where you see that the main character tends to be a lot more of a people person, and in that sense, like, that also makes sense that they, like, accrue a variety of techniques. Which I think, like, it is a bit of, like, that you can make the argument, I think, here as well, that, like, you know, Goku's, like, simple-minded, just goodness is something that definitely does attract people. And that's, and in that sense, it makes sense for him to be an amalgamation of all these people that he's met and that he's won over by simply just being him. Whereas Krillin, like, that's also, like, how they got to Master Roshi, right? Like, Goku happened to get there, and through just being him, he got into being a student. Whereas Krillin, he had to, you know, he left his monastery. He was sent out on a journey specifically so he could become Master Roshi's student. And he takes that with a lot more reverence then, of course. And that he, then it makes sense that he wouldn't go out of his way to get as many techniques as possible and have this wide arsenal of, like, a fuck ton of techniques, but that he would refine the techniques that he's gotten from his master, from the person he set out to train under, and, you know, do as much as he can with those.
Yeah. Krillin has come a long way from being a cheater to an actual, like, good martial artist.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because if he hadn't met Goku, he'd still probably be, like, going down that path, right? Because I feel like Goku kind of changed him, like, motivated him to become better, right? And also, yeah, so, having someone around his age that also trained under the same master, right? That worked, like, wonders.
Speaking of, like, younger, I have this in my notes and I kind of forgot about it. It's about that Gohan couldn't see Yamcha fighting, like when they disappeared. Like, Gohan couldn't follow them again. Like, and then Piccolo's, like, of course, had to use your ki, feel them. But, like, it's funny that, like, yeah, of course, like, Gohan wouldn't see them because he's less experienced in, like, just feeling where they are instead of seeing, right? Because he had to, especially because he had to survive in the wild, like, he had to adapt to his senses more than his feeling, like, of just ki. I guess there's still some ki in nature, but, like, senses, you want to adapt those more, especially sight. So, yeah.
I feel bad for Gohan. Imagine being the only one not being able to track, like, the people's fighting's movements.
I mean, he can when he focuses on the ki when he instead of. And that was one thing I found funny, just interesting. When Nappa, like, says, "I'm not gonna take this serious," you feel like there's lightning going around him, and he, like, gives, like, the scream and whatever. Is he going super bald or whatever? Like, not super saiyan because he doesn't have hair, but bald.
It's super,
he's super bald.
He's going super bald.
Super bald.
Man. Also, can we just talk about how everyone on the Z Fighters team, or most of them, were, like, bald or almost bald? Like, Chotsu has, like, that one strand of hair. Krillin, Piccolo, and Tien are bald. It's that's, like, half the team, bro.
Yeah.
Who's left? Goku and
Goku, Yamcha.
Oh, Yamcha, right.
Goku, Yamcha, Gohan. Yeah. And technically Chotsu. Technically.
No,
Chotsu's, like,
Yajirobe?
A half.
Is Yajirobe in this?
Is he?
Is he?
He's still trained with
there. I know he's not there, but
yeah, he's
not there yet, but he's still running there, I think, because he's a little slower.
Yeah. He did train with
them. He just shows up. Shows up in the car. Which I nearly called by its DBCA name.
No, but, like, I think the thing is, like, even in, like, the earlier chapter, like, when everyone, like, oh yeah, Goku's here, like, so they're coming. Even, like, he is shown again, like, there's a panel of him. So, like, they're not forgetting about him. So he's technically still part of it, I think. I think he's gonna show up too late, and then Goku's already been, done all of it.
He's gonna be like, oh, yeah, guys, yeah. I would have helped so much.
Man, he just eats everyone that was dead.
He would.
That would something he would do.
Exactly.
Especially, like, you guys gonna eat him, and I can be like, Yamcha? He's like,
grab his arm.
Oh yeah, can we talk about how it's funny because Raditz still had the weakness of his tail, But Nappa has mastered that.
Oh, yeah. One.
Well, do they do, like, curls with the tail? Like, how do they train this?
Probably the same way as Goku did in the original Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but they didn't show that in the manga.
In the
the anime, but
like, anime only.
Before you said that,
I feel like I make the same curl joke.
In My Hero, you have this guy with the exhaust in his calves, and he can make them stronger by ripping them out. I imagine that's how Goku's tail works. He just rips out the tail, like, and when he goes back, you rip it out again. He just keep doing that a few times until it becomes strong enough.
Difference is that Ida had to like rip them out and then reverse them, and then put them back in again.
Was it going back as well? I thought it was rip out and they would grow back.
Oh wait, yeah, it would grow back to
better.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Alright, do we have anything else to mention?
I had something, but I think I forgot.
Sadly. The only thing I want to mention is that, like, I like this, like, actual, like, repercussions. Like, everyone's just gone now.
They're dying, bro.
And I hate how this chapter's ended. Like, we ended just before Goku arrives, and, like, the stakes can't be higher. There's, like, a perfect cutoff point.
See, this is a good cliffhanger.
It's really good artificial cliffhanger on our end, but it's like when you're in it.
It doesn't have to be, but it's such a great cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. I think with that, we're going to end it off for this week. Come back next week for us to talk about chapters 221 to 230. Or if you're me, 27 to 36.
Right.
With that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Later.
To Hut.
Peace.
I've been your host Ben, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.